Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Right, good afternoon. It's Sean Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters, and today I am joined with Diana in Regan with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to be chatting about a lovely new marketplace that I guess was just launched, I want to say, last week. Feel free to correct me, but what can you tell me about the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Shop local marketplace?
Thank you, Sean. And, you know, as always, thank you for having us on. It's always such a pleasure to chat and be here with you on Mix. So the Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo Shop local marketplace, it's powered by Chamber Market, it's an online platform and an online market for our local businesses to be able to put their products up for sale. Now, the marketplace will then become available to everybody in Fort McMurray, but there is also a component of us partnering with the Alberta Chamber, so it now actually becomes available all across Alberta. The intention with all of our initiatives, from the Shop Local gift card to this marketplace, is to support our local businesses to adapt to the changing times, to be able to get their products to market, to get more local spend through the Shop Local gift cards, and now to be able to both have a broader reach, plus be able to actually have a reach even outside of Fort McMurray. And now a lot of these local businesses, they're small businesses that have a Facebook group. And so if you're looking for bath bombs, it's a little bit hard to go and find them. If they're loaded on the marketplace, you just go to the marketplace website and you'd be able to find them. So it's an easier path for them to now become online, to be accessible to everybody in Fort McMurray.
And then was this something that you heard from local like businesses that maybe only had like a Facebook page or word of mouth, was that they were looking for options to kind of get out there a little bit more?
Definitely. As the local marketplace is targeted to small business, and so many of these small businesses are home-based businesses that sell their products strictly from a Facebook platform. It'll definitely offer, you know, that diverse way to get their products online and to get their products out to a broader group of consumers. So that's what we're hoping to do with the marketplace.
And then I've always thought, like, I noticed that a lot of businesses rely, like, they don't have a website. Their only thing is like Facebook page. And sometimes Facebook goes down. Sometimes Facebook is a little on rocky waters kind of thing. So that's where I think like this is huge, where it's just like a trusty platform that you can have right within your community.
No, and we're really, really excited to be able to offer the opportunity. And I think the third part about Facebook is, you go in and you need to remember the name of the business. You have to find them. You had to have followed them. You know, there's quite a lot. So there may be this amazing business that does big Christmas wreaths and centerpieces that you just don't know about. And maybe no one in your circle is aware of it. And then you miss it. This is just an opportunity to get your product out there. We will have another exciting project coming up soon that we've just got. We got verbal approval of, where we will be offering maybe some of those larger businesses to be able to build their very own e-commerce website via Shopify, additionally as a product. Now, all these projects that we're talking about, they're robust technological, robust platform. We will also be supporting by marketing the platform so that more consumers know about the products and the availability. But at this time, they're free of charge. There are no overheads for these businesses. So really, it's a bit of a no-brainer to, jump on board and get a wider reach and a bigger market for your products.
Mm-hmm. And has this been like in the works for a while? Has this been like talked up, or is this something that just kind of like came out of the middle of nowhere kind of thing?
Oh my God, we've been trying to get this off the ground for a year, I think. And sometimes you depend on grants, or you depend on technology and development and different partners and or students based on a co-op and a number of things. So we are so excited. We would have been able to do it a little bit earlier, but we thought it would line up really well with Small Business Week and launching it at our awards gala. So we thought we'd lighten up there. And we have, I think, almost 30 businesses already signed up.
Excellent. I also heard about a couple of, I want to say, giveaways that y'all have. We'll come back with Diana and Regan. We're just going to take our first break, and then we'll get into those giveaways right here.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.8. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
And we're back with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Sean Kreitz. Pleasure to be with you, joined with Diana and Regan with the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce. Now, Shop Local Marketplace, just got launched, I want to say, a week ago, and you have some giveaways to go along with it. Okay, and then I remember reading about it, and something about the first 50 get to do a little special something.
Yes, so, you know, to incentivize businesses to sign up with Chamber Market, we've offered a contest for the first 50 businesses who sign up are entered to win $5,000 in Love Shop Local prepaid Visa cards.
Holy crap. Okay, so then if I'm a business and I sign up, I get entered in to win one of those. And then what does that exactly mean? I get like a $5,000 Shop Local Visa. Does that mean it's for my business, or I get to spend that however?
Well, I guess if you're the winner, you could choose to spend them however you please. So if you're a business owner with employees, you could choose to gift them to your employees for Christmas shopping, or you could use them to purchase business supplies at any of our featured merchants. That's the wonderful part of the Love Shop Local program, is that you can, you know, support local in any way that you please. So, you know, $5,000 prize money goes a long way and supports local.
Yeah, no kidding. And then, so you say you had around 30 right now. Do you have any examples of what type of businesses people are looking at right now?
Yes, really diverse offering of businesses. So I'm really excited to see all of these business products and service offerings all in one place for, you know, residents of Fort McMurray to go and shop. So businesses such as Little Bear Wear, Queen Apparel, Get Pro Products, Drop Dead Darling. So a really nice, diverse offering of products and services.
And then if someone's listening right now and like, I'm not on that, how do they like reach out and like, hey, I want to get part of that first 50 thing?
Really easy to sign up on Chamber Market. You can just visit fortmcmurray.chambermarket.ca/signup and go from there. Really easy sign up process.
And is this open yet for people to buy things off of there?
Not yet, Sean. You know, we're hoping to get a really good offering of products and services before we launch. So, you know, we're holding off on official launch until December.
Oh, okay, very fair. And then once December happens, then it'll just be like any other website you go to online shop, except everything is local within the region.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Oh, that's so cool. It's like a marketplace, basically.
It absolutely is.
Which it says in the name,
you know,
obviously.
What's nice about this marketplace, somebody from Lethbridge or Edmonton or one of the other areas in Alberta can also access this marketplace.
Oh, okay.
Right. So we're opening up not just all of Fort McMurray to these businesses, but the region.
Mm-hmm. And then moving forward, is this just what you want it to be? Just like a giant hub full of whether it's like, is it just going to strictly be these like small businesses? Is it going to grow, or like what is the big master plan?
Well, the master plan is to support the small business by giving them that online presence and reach at this point in time. So as many of the local businesses that want to list on it, that want to be present, the other part of the master plan is to market it so that they can then have that reach beyond Fort McMurray and beyond Alberta, right? So that's the beauty of an online presence. Instead of somebody buying from Amazon, somebody from Ontario can purchase from Fort McMurray. There's a unique offering.
Very cool.
And that's where we'd like to take it for the local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Is it just going to be a website, or will you have like a mobile app as well, or anything of that nature?
So at this time, it's just the website. The app will come a little bit later.
But
the website is mobile ready.
Okay. Nice. Very nice. What other questions did I have about this? Is there any, how does someone know if they qualify as a small business? Would they already know, or does it have to be, I think you mentioned before, 15 employees and under, 25 employees and under, something along those lines?
At this point in time, we don't actually have that criteria. I mean, you could have a bigger business. Well, and small business technically is below 50 employees. That's the general accepted definition. Now, you can have your own website and you have tons of products, but then there's maybe 10 unique things that you want to list on the marketplace, or if you want to list all of them, right? When the marketplace is running, we have set it up in such a way that there's no overhead cost, in that only if you sell something that you incur the transaction cost. But that is it. Mm-hmm. So that you could be a bigger small business.
Yeah.
And still choose to list on the platform. Yeah.
The more the merrier, right?
Yeah. Fundamental intention is for these small home-based businesses to list those products. Because a lot of the larger ones, they do actually already have their own websites.
That's right. And yeah, like the more traffic that will come, and then maybe they'll get more eyes on the smaller ones. And then it's good for everyone.
Yes.
Anything else that we haven't covered here on the marketplace?
I guess I would just like to continue to, how do you say, sing the mantra. Well, no, I'm not going to sing, but repeat the mantra that supporting local is supporting our community. It's supporting our charities. It's supporting growth. It's supporting job creation. So as much as you can make that choice to shop local, please make that choice.
And Regan, anything?
No, Diana said it perfectly. You know, when you choose to shop local, you support our friends, you support our neighbors, and you keep money within the community. So shop local whenever you can, and Chamber Market will be an awesome place to allow, you know, anybody in the region, anybody in Alberta, anybody across Canada to support local business in Fort McMurray.
Very beautifully said. Thank you to both of y'all for joining Fort McMurray Matters today, and I can't wait for the launch to happen. I will definitely be utilizing this new tool we have in the region.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you always for having us on.
That was Diana and Regan from the Fort McMurray Chamber of Commerce talking about their new Shop Local Marketplace. Just going to take our second break here on Fort McMurray Matters, and we'll be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Good afternoon. It's John Kreitz with Fort McMurray Matters. And today I am joined with Natalia Cordo-Hilliard, Communications and Development Lead with Girls Inc. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Sean. I really appreciate the time today.
Absolutely. So first off, let's just cover Girls Inc. What do they do in the community?
So Girls Inc. offers gender-specific programming, and our mission is to inspire all girls in the Wood Buffalo region and beyond to be strong, smart, and bold. What that means is we want to inspire healthy living, academic enrichment, and support, as well as life skills.
And do you know a rough number or an exact number of how many girls you're helping right now?
Right now,
I don't have that in front of me, but I can tell you in 2020, we had a total reach of 1,575 girls.
Oh, that's incredible. That's always nice to hear.
Yes.
Do you know, is it the goal for Girls Inc. to help more, or is like less better, or what's the goal here?
Yeah, we definitely want to continue to increase not only the number of girls that we're reaching, but the region that we're reaching. Currently, we are Fort Chipewyan all the way south to Conklin as well, but we just want to increase our view and people seeing us in those rural communities outside of the main urban service area as well, but increasing the number of girls is a goal as well.
Okay, so like the all of RMWB basically is you want to reach everyone.
Yes, exactly.
Very cool. Now, I heard of a special event coming up in November. What can you tell us about it? What's it called?
It is the Cash Calendar Raffle. So basically, we're doing a draw every weekday in November, starting November 1st. So that's 22 draws. All you have to do is buy a ticket. It's $20 each. That ticket will go into every single draw. If you win on the 1st, you could still win at the end of the month or mid-month, because if you win, we're calling you and then we're putting your ticket right back into the pot. So it is our way of kind of giving back to the community, but also, you know, reinvesting in our girls to be able to purchase supports for our programs.
Okay, hold up. So I give you $20 and then I have a chance to win 22 times, or just once and then again at the end of the month?
No, you can win 22 times.
What?
So, and our prizes range from $50 to $550.
What? That's remarkable.
Yeah, I love the idea of, you know what, I won $50 today, great, but I could still win $550 more.
Yeah, sign up. So, can you only sign up once, or can you sign up multiple times, or what's the
deal? You can buy as many tickets as you want. If you want to purchase a whole book, which is 10 tickets, and then sell them to your friends, we love that. If you just want to buy one ticket, we love that as well.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I definitely like the sounds of this. And then so it just runs for all of November, you're saying? Or
yeah, so there's a draw every weekday throughout the month of November.
Okay, weekday, November. Okay, writing this down. Thank you so much. And then what does the proceeds go towards? You kind of mentioned that a little bit.
We are reinvesting them into our girls, so we might be using it to supply or to buy supplies for our programs. Right now, we are doing virtual programming, so every participant is getting a kit delivered to their house with activity supplies. If we go back into in-person programming, we will still need those supplies in-house. So a lot of it will go to just the supplies that we need for our programmings, among many other things, as long as it goes towards our mission to inspire all the girls in the region to be strong, smart, and bold.
Yeah. Do you have any examples of like the type of things that are in those kits? Like, what are they all composed of?
When we did Girls at Bat in the summer, everyone got a foam ball, basically anything. Sometimes it's just paper activities. Sometimes it's crayons with a coloring sheet. We have an economic literacy one which came with like a clipboard, a piggy bank. It really depends on the program, but it's all, every item you get is aligned with an activity that we will do in the program.
Oh, very cool. So just various points of activities that they can get involved with here.
Yes. And even if you can't participate in that Zoom meeting that week, you still have the activity to do.
Okay. And then why do you think supporting Girls Inc. in this community is so important, not only to you, but for everyone?
I think it's really important that girls have a safe space in the sense where they can feel comfortable with their peers, and they can learn in a gender-specific learning environment. So a girl-specific environment is important across the board under all three of our pillars, but a great example is for our strong pillar, which is physical activity and overall well-being. Girls in sport they need more female role models, and they need a space where they can focus on connection. When it comes to sport specifically, girls participate very different than boys. So it's just important to have those spaces where they can, you know, just hang out and, again, have that safe space where they can be themselves. For example, if a girl hasn't participated in an organized sport by the age of 10, there's only a 10% chance that she'll be a physically active adult.
Oh, wow. That's pretty.
So we want to create that space where they feel welcome and connected to play those sports and to get into STEM. and to learn self-defense. We want them to have that environment where they feel safe to do that.
And do you have any personal success stories within the community of people achieving those things? I don't know if you're allowed to name names or anything, but just like success stories of people going through Girls Inc. and doing successful things?
We actually have two of our older girls in high school who just actually got added to the Girls Inc. National Teen Advocacy Council, which is huge because a lot of our affiliates are in the United States and they are the only two girls in Canada that will be on that national board.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty incredible. So they started out like in their younger years, went through the program and are now at where they are?
Yes, they still participate in our programs, but now they have this leadership role where they're actually advocating for the girls in our community and taking those messages right up to our national affiliate.
No kidding. That's incredible. Natalia, anything else that we haven't mentioned or covered here that you want to get out to everyone?
If you wanted to buy a ticket, we absolutely appreciate the support. One ticket, 10 tickets, you want to buy 20 tickets. We love any purchase. You just have to call our office. It's 780-790-9236, or you can email us. It's admin@girlsincofnorthernalberta.org. You can even find us on social media and send us a message and we can work it out.
Very cool. Thank you so much. And best of luck with the fundraiser starting up. What is it? November 1st?
November 1st, just a couple weeks, less than a couple weeks.
Perfect. Can't wait for it. I hope I win. I hope I win a lot, but I hope other people win. Nonetheless, it's going towards a great cause.
Thanks, Sean.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.